This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ADIS. Here's what you need to know today. The agency that runs the airspace you fly in wants to modernize the guts of air traffic control. The technology exists, the vendors are lining up, and the money is not there, not by billions. Let's get into it. But first, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the story as reported this week by Flying Magazine. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been working towards something it calls a common automation platform. Think of it as the underlying software and data backbone that ties together how controllers see traffic, share information, and manage the flow of airplanes across the national airspace system right now. That system is a patchwork. Different facilities run different equipment. Some of it is genuinely old. We're talking about hardware and software architectures that predate the smartphone in your flight bag by decades. Controllers have been doing extraordinary work on top of aging infrastructure for years. The goal of a common automation platform is to replace that patchwork with something unified. One data architecture, one way of moving flight information around the system so that a controller in one center and a controller in another are working from the same modern foundation. This week, the French aerospace and defense company Thales became the latest firm to signal it wants a piece of that contract. Thales is a serious player in air traffic management worldwide. They join a field of companies interested in building this platform for the FAA. And on the surface, that's good news. Competition among capable vendors usually means better technology and better pricing. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story, because the real question in the Flying Magazine reporting is not who builds it. The real question is who pays for it, and with what the FAA is, according to the reporting, billions of dollars short of what it would actually take to fund this data automation modernization. Not millions, billions. That is a gap between the ambition and the checkbook that does not close on its own. Now, let me put on my analyst hat for a moment, and I'll flag this clearly as context, not as breaking news. Aviation modernization has a long and frankly frustrating history in this country. If you've been flying for a while, you remember the promises around the Next Generation Air Transportation System, the program everyone called Next Gen. That was the last big push to modernize the airspace, and it delivered real things. Better surveillance, more direct routing in a lot of places, performance-based navigation that many of you use every time you fly an RNAV approach. But Next Gen also ran long, ran expensive, and delivered less than the original brochure promised. That's not a partisan statement. That's the record documented repeatedly by the Department of Transportation Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office. So when the FAA says it wants a new common automation platform, and in the same breath we learn it's billions short of funding it, the experienced pilot's reaction is a healthy mix of hope and caution. We've seen the movie before. Here's why the funding piece matters so much. And this is the part that actually connects to your flying. Air traffic control funding in the United States is complicated. A large share comes through the Aviation Trust Fund, which is fed by ticket taxes, fuel taxes, and other aviation user fees. The rest depends on the annual appropriations process, which means Congress. And the FAA's ability to commit to a big multi-year technology contract depends on some confidence that the money will actually be there year after year after year. A modernization program like this isn't a one-time purchase. You don't buy it, install it, and walk away. It's a long commitment. Development, testing, deployment across hundreds of facilities, training, and the slow, careful transition from the old system to the new one without ever dropping the ball on a single airplane in the sky. That kind of program needs stable, predictable funding. And stable, predictable funding is exactly what the FAA has struggled to count on. When you layer in the disruptions we've seen in recent years, the government shutdowns, the continuing resolutions, the staffing pressures on the controller workforce, you start to understand why a company like Thales stepping up is only half the equation. The other half is a budget that can support the vision. So what does this actually mean for you, the person listening who just wants to know if it affects the way you fly next weekend? Let me give it to you straight. In the short term, nothing changes in your cockpit. Your transponder still works. Your ATIS broadcast is still there when you tune it. Flight following still gets you the same service it did last month. Nobody is grounding airplanes over this. This is an infrastructure and budgeting story, not a safety bulletin. This affects you if you care about the long game, and you should. The system you fly in is only as good as the technology underneath it. When automation platforms are modern, controllers can handle traffic more efficiently, spot conflicts sooner, and give you more direct routing and fewer delays. When the platform is aging and fragmented, everything gets a little harder, a little slower, and a little more dependent on the sheer skill of the people working the scopes. a modern common automation platform. Properly funded and properly built is the difference between an airspace that scales gracefully as traffic grows, drones, advanced air mobility, more airline flights, more of everything, and an airspace that strains under the load. So the funding gap isn't abstract. It's the foundation of the flying environment you'll be operating in 10 and 20 years from now. The decisions being argued over in Washington today are the delays you will or won't sit through in the next decade. Here's what I'd tell you to actually do about it. First, stay informed. Programs like this move slowly, and the details matter. When you hear about FAA reauthorization debates in Congress, that's not background noise. That's the mechanism that funds exactly this kind of modernization. It's worth paying attention to. Second, if you're a member of an advocacy group, and I'd encourage every general aviation pilot to be the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, and the Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, both weigh in on how modernization money gets spent and how it affects general aviation specifically. The airlines have a loud voice in these conversations. General aviation needs one too, because a platform designed only around airline operations can leave the little guys behind. And third, keep your own house in order. Whatever the FAA does or doesn't fund, your equipment, your currency, and your proficiency are the things you actually control. A modern airspace still needs a sharp pilot in the left seat. Let me bring this back around before I let you go. A capable vendor wanting to build a modern air traffic control platform is a genuinely good sign. It means the technology is ready and the industry believes in the mission. But wanting something and funding it are two very different things. And right now there's a gap measured in billions of dollars between the two. The FAA knows what it needs to build. The question that Flying Magazine put its finger on this week is whether the money will ever catch up to the mission. That's the story to watch. My thanks to Flying Magazine for the reporting behind today's segment. You can find more of what we do at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep an eye on the long game, and I'll see you next time on ATIS.